Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday evening to come back with you with another installment of Thoughts of a Brother. Being that we had us a pretty good weekend, what you say, T? I liked how that thing went down Friday, the battle.
Yeah, it was okay. It was good. It was all right. We don't know who won, but we enjoyed the music, so I guess it was good enough as it was. Good evening. Corey T. Washington. We're going to run this thing just the two of us today. We got our third co-host who had to run out of town on some family stuff, so you know we know he's with us in spirit. We're going to open this thing up with our In the Know session. What you got for us today, man?
Yeah, you want to take the caller first or you want to go on In the Know?
Let's see who it is. Let's see what we got.
Take this call.
Y'all ain't even start yet. Y'all are already unmuting me and everything. What's going on?
Okay, all right. Appreciate it. All right, my caller said he'll hang in there with us. So our first topic for the end of the day on this good Sunday is I was going through, looking on the internet, checking some topics out. I came across a arrest warrant issue for R&B soul singer Anita Baker.
What could she possibly?
Well, wait, that ain't a kicker. Wait, I tell you what the arrest warrant was for.
What?
She got an arrest warrant from an interior decorator is suing her, and they in court, and she didn't show up for court, so they issued a warrant for her arrest. I think the company wanted like $15,000. I think it is. She owed him for, what is it, carpentry, plastering, and work done in 2009.
Okay, so you got a civil suit, I'm assuming.
Right.
And she didn't show up at court, so they issued
arrest warrant.
Arrest warrant. Well, that is the law. You know, you get summoned to court, you got to go to court. Anita Baker, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
Anita Baker tripped me out.
Ain't nobody above the law.
Well, that is true. That is true, and I guess that's a good example.
Unless you write somebody.
That's true, too. That's true, too. That's definitely true. The next topic, man, because I just came across that one. We had to throw that one out there. Michael Vick going to the Jets.
I'm into it.
Think about that.
I'm into it.
We talked about that a little bit last week. We hit on that a little bit, and we were saying, like, you know, because from our point of view, we see the Jets as all over the place.
Yeah. That's why he fits.
Right, and you were saying, like, in the same alley, you kind of felt like Vick was all over the place.
Uh-huh. I'm interested, man, to see what Vick does with the Jets. Quarterback controversy they create out there again. I mean, why do the Jets have to keep a quarterback controversy?
Oh, no. Well, now, this is what Vic said. I heard a little clip of on ESPN. He was saying, like, him and Geno Smith already talked, and he's coming there to compete, but at the same time push Geno Smith to be better. So I guess they're looking at it, they take it from a standpoint, instead of taking the competitiveness out of it, they're trying to make it a little more, I guess, beneficial for both of them. They're looking at it as grown men.
Yeah.
They're basically coming at it as grown men.
Well, I can't speak too much on it because we ain't even got into football season yet. I don't know how he would fit there. I don't know how they plan to use him, but I don't know how they plan to use Geno either. So I guess we'll see how this thing plays out as the season kicks off.
It almost come across as if you're getting the same kind of quarterback.
Just with a little bit more experience.
Yeah. And I think that might be where they're going with it, the experience part to help Geno get to where they want to, because they've stated that Geno is a franchise. You know, they cut Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, yeah.
So they stated that Geno Smith is the franchise, they future right now.
In that case, then, is Vic coming to be a backup or just in case?
And that's what he said he's accepted. If he becomes the backup, he's cool with that, but he's coming to compete. And at the same time, he coming with the mentality that I'm going to push him. I'm not coming in here just to sit and hold a clipboard. You know what I mean? Which is, I mean, that's why I said it was a grown man type of standpoint to take for.
Well, I see Vic. I'm going to give Geno the first four games of the season. And if Jets don't have, if they ain't at least 2-2, I think we'll see Vic take over.
Yeah, because like you said, the controversy is going to be there because as soon as one mess up, they call it for the other.
This is New York City, man.
Unless they were both like Sanchez last year before he got hurt and just terrible, where it could be inside the game you call it for the other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll
see.
I'm
always ready for football.
I already know it. That's why I throw that in there. The next one, man, Michelle Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama. She's the 13th First Lady to go to China, to visit China.
13th?
The 13th First Lady to do it.
Okay.
And she went this past week. And before her trip to China, she stated that she wasn't, you know, going to approach anything politics or anything because, you know, China's a real strict place.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't want no controversy because previously Hillary Clinton and Barbara Bush went over there and spoke out against the strict rules and all that. So it was a lot of controversy to the fact that the First Lady was going to China and wasn't going to take that approach.
Uh-huh.
Well, she got there, did everything, you know, just according to plan, and she made a speech at a school over there. In the speech she said, and I quote, "When it comes to expressing yourself freely and worshiping as you choose, and having open access to information, we believe those are universal rights that are the birthright of every person on this planet."
See,
Now, it was a lot of backlash because they were like, wow, she said she wasn't, but she couldn't hold it in herself. She just said what she felt.
That too, but it's what you said and where you said it. You know,
right,
like,
right. She picked it.
Yeah, we don't get down like that over here.
So, and you know, like, just a few stats. China has the heaviest, I don't even know if that's a word. I think I made up a word. Censorship on internet. And they have jail citizens who speak out freely against political things. And also, they don't accept religious groups.
No, that's why I said what I said. Like,
but do you think she's wrong though? Because don't you? I sentiment her feelings.
No. Me personally, yes, I do think she's wrong. It's okay for you to feel how you feel. That was the purpose of you saying what you said. But that's the thing, that when you're wrong, you got to do what's wrong. This is not America. We don't do that over here. You know what I mean? Like,
I get it.
My house and I respect you.
I get it totally. But I think the thing is, it comes back to that, if I don't say nothing, am I going alone?
No. Just understand that this is the way I run my house. You know what I mean? Like, this is not your house. I understand that you're from America, land of the free, home of the brave, all of that. I get that. We don't do that.
Yeah, I totally. Hey, man, look, I'm not disagreeing with you. I was just being, I guess, devil's advocate.
Yeah, no.
I totally see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, but at the same time, I see why I agree with her statement as far as what she said in the state. I guess what we come to now is, was that the right platform to do it on?
No. And if you prefaced your visit saying that wasn't your mission, mm-hmm. that you weren't going to take part in that, but then you get there and you do the opposite of what you said you were going to do, kind of make you look.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know if it was a mix-up in the press or how it came out. You know, she just chose to do her own thing. Because I seen somewhere, too, it's getting off topic, but when President Reagan said in Berlin to tear this wall down,
mm-hmm.
they had told him to take that out of the speech.
Mm-hmm.
But he went ahead and said it anyway because that's what he felt. Years later, it's monumental. But it wasn't even supposed to be in there because they said it was too controversial. So I don't know. I guess it's one of those chances she took. As always, I respect our First Lady. I appreciate her. I appreciate what she stands for. But in this case, I guess it's one of those up to interpretation type things.
So what's your interpretation? Other than you feel where she's coming from, but as far as rules and standards and what we allow you to do over here, where do we go with that? Do we accept just because she might have said something that she felt or believed was right? And still went against the rules, like, does that make it okay that she did it? Because it was something that we believe in, or a lot of us believe in, not everybody believe in it, but does that make it okay for her to go to another country and blatantly disobey their rules?
Well, you got rules for a reason. I mean, that's that country. And like you're saying, she came from America where she's used to saying what, and we have those freedoms. And she went over there and applied in a country where they don't necessarily agree with it. That comes with a power at.
Yeah, that's like
because me and you couldn't do that in certain instances.
No.
But because she has enough power, like I said, Hillary Clinton did it before. Barbara Bush did it before. So, I mean, that could play a little bit into it, too.
Yeah, whatever. No. You need to learn how to
stay in our place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of talk because even the fact that we even talk about her going to China and not talking about the issues here brings about a lot in Russia, all that.
You know, that's always been my thing with politics. That's always been my issue as it pertains to politics and all of that. Like, the foreign policy stuff, I get it. You know, you reach across the border, however you say it, reach across the state, all that, whatever. It's enough trouble here, though. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, it's enough trouble here
I totally
for you to
agree
focus
with that.
Your attentions here before you start putting your opinions and your military in other countries and their affairs.
And we say all the time, like, because you took it, not to take this off the big stage zone, but you said earlier, like, this is my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if we say to each other, if you can't get your own house on, how are you going to screen somebody else?
Exactly.
It applies to everybody.
You walk in my house. No, I walk in your house, and I'm telling you how to clean your house. You should put this over there.
Yeah.
I would do this and that. And you might take my advice, but then you walk in my house and
it's a mess.
Totally out of order. How you feel?
Yeah.
Like, man, that's what we do.
Next topic, man. Next topic. We hit on that one for a minute, so we're going to move to the next one. Michael Jordan.
Oh, man, what about it?
Jordan made a public apology. He had to issue a public apology this week. But when I tell you what it's about, you're going to trip out.
I'm probably.
Tony Wharton of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
He wears the Jordan brand shoe, or the Jordans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a game last week gets ended, the whole soul came off the shoe.
I'm sorry.
So, Jordan made a public apology.
He got over title.
Hey, Jordan might should have checked that before he made the apology.
Oh, man. Good.
But this is the kicker. Jordan made the apology because Jordan Brand at Nike brings in an estimated $2.7 billion a year. Because last year, that's what it's made. So it might even increase this year. Jordan alone pockets $75 million.
Out of how much?
$2.7 billion.
He gets $75 million.
Which is really a nickel to $5.
Yes.
But when you're talking about $2.7 billion, that's a lot of money, man.
I don't know, man. $75 million out of that. That's all I get for my name. That's all my name worth. Now, I'm saying all as though $75 million ain't a lot. But when you put that up against, you say $2.5 billion?
$2.7 billion.
Yeah. Come on, man. But I guess it works for him, so that ain't my place to speak on that part. But as far as him apologizing, he apologized because his soul fell off.
Yeah.
Why is he apologizing?
Well, because of his name, just like we were saying.
No.
But
if
I understand what
you're
saying. $75 million. But it looks bad for him.
No, Nike should have been the one.
Yeah, which is true. But check this out. The dude, Tony Wharton, said, Tony Wharton said, shoot, he don't care about the souls coming off. He got an apology from Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I put it in perspective. I don't care about the shoe. Jordan thought enough. It wasn't even personal, though. It wasn't about Tony. Tony, what's his name? Whatever his name was. I'm still back to this point, though. Why is Jordan stepping out and having to be to apologize for what Nike did?
I never even looked at it like that. I just started laughing when I seen it. So I never really looked at it in detail or thought of it in detail like that, but that makes a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, no,
I wonder if they have issued an apology for that. I have to check that out. Because we can't say they haven't. We don't know yet. But that's true.
It's man-made, man. That's what, you know, I've never owned, well, maybe once. But I can't see. I don't get what the big deal is about them shoes. Like, why is it?
The Jordan,
yeah, the LeBron, the anybody's shoes. I get it, but I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to pay $200 for a pair of shoes, $300 for a pair of shoes. For what?
For me, because when Jordan was in that era and I grew up in that era, he was so bigger than life for me. So I bought into it.
Mm-hmm.
So now to wear anything with him on it almost makes me, I buy into that. I'm not saying it's right. That's just my personal opinion. But at the end of the day, now being older and understanding a little different, I'm not paying $200 for a shoe.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
Not no Jordan.
No shoe. I ain't going to say
that. No, you see some clean enough K casual kicks. Some of them are.
Yeah, I know where you're going. But I don't know, man. I think we get too wrapped up in, and this is proof. We get too wrapped up in name. We get wrapped up in.
Because that's all it is.
Yeah, that's all
and
it is.
And you know the crazy part, too, is we was talking about this the other day, not to cut it off, but most of the generation now don't ever see Michael Jordan play. Mm-hmm. Now, we grew up with it, so it's a difference.
Seen highlights. Maybe.
Some of them ain't seen highlights. Nope. I was showing my kids the other day come fight with me, and they was like, oh, Michael Jordan did that? Who is that? That's old. That's when he was playing. My youngest son said, Michael Jordan played basketball?
Yeah.
So
let's just tell you, you're getting old, man.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You're getting old, buddy.
That's exactly what it is, man. That's it for the end of no, man. That's it for the end of no for the day. So we'll have something good for y'all on Wednesday in the end of no. We're going to wrap that up and move on into, like we always say, the entree, the steak, whatever you choose for your entree. You might want a pasta. I don't know. But this is what it is. We're moving to the real topic. Our first topic.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like my daughter was talking. Topic is respect. Yeah. Where did it go? When did it get lost? And this topic, actually, let me put this out here before we go into it because I probably forget. This topic was requested by one of our listeners and supporters, Tanisha Brinson. So we appreciate that, Tanisha. And everybody else, man, send in your topics, suggestions, whatever your thoughts. We want to get them on the air and talk about them. You want to know, we want to know.
All right, so how do we start this one off? Respect. First off, I would think it would all depend on what you consider respect to be. I mean, that's the individual thing. Some people have different ideas of what respect is.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can put that in. You can generalize that. But in trying to generalize respect, I think the first problem is we lost it for ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, before I can even think about respecting you, I have to know what it means to respect myself.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's where it got lost. This can go a whole bunch of different ways, man.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, though, because one of my first, like, notes to myself was self-respect has to be attacked first if you're talking about respect. Because if I don't respect Derek, I ain't respecting nobody else. If you don't show respect to yourself, you don't show respect to nobody else.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? And then where did it go? Well, if it never got there, it couldn't even went nowhere. Where is it now? It never showed up. In that standpoint.
Right.
Now, those of us that do understand respect and have self-respect, but choose not to respect others.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can attack the question from that.
Again, that's a loaded question because it can be so many different reasons. I tend to believe that most people who refuse to respect, even if it's not the other person, the other person's space, the other person's ideas, the other person's mind, the other person's
mm-hmm.
anything, maybe are too wrapped up in something.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's not what
it's all
I
about
think,
me.
Or
it's all about
if it's
me.
Not the way I would have done it, or if it's not what I believe, then I can't open my mind to accepting what you think, what you believe, what you feel. So inevitably,
mm-hmm.
I'll end up disrespecting, even if it's not in a blatant manner, I'll end up disrespecting your opinion or your action or you as a person. And it could very well be unintentionally. Now, a lot of it is intentionally. And it, again, this can be dissected so many different ways. But I don't know, like, I would like to have a forum. Like, for us to sit here and talk about it, we only get
our point of view.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the more people that you have comment on this, the more people that you, the more ideas you have on what, number one, respect is, and number two, why it's not here, we can kind of narrow down to a common issue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, that's a difficult question, though. But we do know that respect is not, it's not what it once was.
Yeah. Yeah, and that for me brings about, like, just speaking from my own side, like you said, we don't have a lot of, because everybody sees respect differently.
Mm-hmm.
But just speaking from my own side, like, respect, for me, if you are taught how to do things in the right manner, or you're brought up or raised a certain way, you inherently just pick up respect for those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then leading from that point, as you get older, you go through your own experiences and you draw respect for certain people, certain situations. You understand things that you may not have liked as in a younger age that you now show much respect to older because you understand where it gets you or where it's gotten you. When you look at the standpoint of having people now not taking that respect into, or I should say not cherishing that kind of respect,
mm-hmm.
and showing blatant disrespect, I guess you could say, to it, that's where we fall into trying to find out, where did the respect go? Why you not, you know, if the older lady in the neighborhood is standing outside and my music up loud, and it may be cussing, or it may just be up loud.
Mm-hmm.
Take the cussing part out of it. Mm-hmm. It may just be up loud. You see her, you automatically turn it down.
Right. That's because you have respect for that person.
Right. And when we grew up in the community, we grew up, that was embedded in us. So that's how it worked. And that's how we knew how things worked, and that's how everything around us worked. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying, like, now, why is that not there?
Well, like you said, I mean, we...
Are we to blame?
We've said this in different shows, but a lot of it, I won't say all of it, but a lot of it comes back to parenting.
The community.
The community. The village.
Yeah.
We now have evolved into this mentality that it's about me. I'm free to do whatever I want to do, however I want to do it. And if you don't like it, then that's just your problem.
Yeah.
I get it, but it doesn't necessarily look at the product of that mindset. Look at what it has created. Like you said, we now can go, you can pull up to a store and you can see an older lady or older person, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like I watch things like this. A lot of doors now, they're the automatic doors where they open automatic. But a lot of stores
still got where you got to pull them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch as a younger person, regardless of color, regardless of gender,
whatever.
Regardless of all of that, a younger person might be entering a store before an older person. I watch how many times they'll open the door for that person, or whether they just open the door and walk in like they don't see that person coming behind them.
Or hold it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I kind of feel like if I see you,
I'm going to hold the door.
And I walk in first and hold the door for you coming behind me, I should have just kept walking. That's just how I feel. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to hold the door in front of you for you to walk behind me?
Yeah, but then you killing chivalry, though.
How?
Because it's just polite.
It's polite for you to walk in first?
No, you said if I hold the door. Wait, but I might have misunderstood what you said.
We going there, we going off topic. But if I walk, if let's say you older than me,
mm-hmm.
and you walking up behind me.
Mm-hmm.
I open the door to walk in, and I walk in. I don't let the door close. I hold the door.
Yeah, and let you walk out.
Why not just open the door and let you walk in first?
Yeah, okay. I thought you were saying you didn't see the need in holding the door. I'm already in. Yeah. Okay, yeah. What up, world? It's your boy, Bone. Bone, I co-host made it. I co-host made it,
I'm
man.
Straight off the road, off of I-10 and all that track.
That's what's up. I'm jumping in.
And I think I know where we at, but
we don't respect. So.
Oh, okay. So, we were talking about holding doors, and I may be repeating something y'all already said, but I'm going to say it anyway. I could care less whether it's an older person, younger person, middle-aged person. If I'm walking in, and like you said, Corey, I see them coming in behind me, I'm going to hold the door.
Yeah.
Just out of
respect.
Not even that. I don't have to know
that's
them.
That's in you.
Yeah, that's just respect for myself. I feel like, the respect that I have for myself, I should at least hold the door for this person that's coming in this door right behind me. And
yeah.
Like you said, that's a family thing.
Yeah.
I got that from my mama. That's why I still say yes, sir, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, to the point to almost where it's overkill, where people sometimes have to ask me to stop calling them sir or calling them ma'am. I can't help that. I say it all the time. I say I'm blame my mama.
Yeah.
She taught me that. And I'm going to do that regardless. I'm going to say yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I'm going to hold the door for somebody if they're coming in or if they're coming out and we hit the door the wrong way at the same time. I'm going to open the door for them. And if they don't, I'm going to look at them funny. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to look at them funny, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open the door myself. I'm like, you could at least held the door for me. You know, but that's like you said, respect for yourself.
And this is on a minor scale. We're talking about opening the door for somebody, but
It shows the level
of respect that I guess we three are saying that we have for, first of all, self.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In having respect for self, let's focus on that for a second. Because that can go a whole lot of different ways. When is it, how am I trying to ask this question? Is it okay for you to determine whether I have respect for self or not? Like, how do I know that I have respect for self?
Because you do it on it.
Well,
you,
so if a person don't open the door for somebody else, that means they don't have self-respect.
I'm going to assume that.
Right.
I might be wrong.
Because I can't answer that question.
I may be wrong.
I can't answer that question whether that person has respect or not.
You're right. And like Bo was saying, the only question I can answer is from where I'm from with respect. Now, I can tell you how I got it, so it'll explain to you why we're not there, because that could be a reason why we're not doing it no more. Because, like, even to Bone point, if you're substantially older than me, I'm not going to call you by your first name.
No.
I can't do that. I work with people right now at my internship, and these ladies know my mom. Mm-hmm. They want me to call them by their first name. No, it's Miss Foster. It's Miss Andrews. And they'll be like, can you please? I'll be like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Next time I see them, Miss Foster.
Yeah. The most that I could do is call you Miss by your first name.
Yeah.
If you don't
Miss, whatever,
but I'm going to throw that Miss in there.
Miss in there, But I can't do it. And I'm saying that's how it was embedded in us. It was in that community. It was in that village. We got that. It's not there no more. Where respect went, it went with wherever the community went.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because
you lose respect for yourself. Once you lose respect for yourself, you lose respect for the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a domino effect.
Yeah.
It's a domino. The community, or if you want to put community first, community lost respect, or we lost respect for the community. And in return, we lost respect for other people. People that we grew up with, or that we know that are older than us, that came up under, they lost respect. We see they lost respect. We lose respect for them, and it's a domino effect.
Okay, so let me throw this out there. Is it so much that we lost respect, or we lost what respect is? Like, has the definition of respect changed?
That could be true.
I don't think it changed. I don't think the definition of respect
Interpretation of
respect has changed, definitely. I think it boils down to is somewhere along the way, one of these generations prior to us, or maybe even our generation, we stopped teaching respect.
Yeah.
Okay? We stopped teaching respect. We didn't. There are a few people in our generation I can say probably didn't get respect taught to them. You know, say yes, ma'am, yes, sir, stuff like that. You know, they didn't get that. So of course, if they didn't get it, they're not gonna give it to their kids. And if they didn't, if the kids ain't gonna get it, then the kids ain't gonna give it to them.
Yeah. And that's the domino effect being exemplified by Bone right there, because we see it, and I don't want to knock on this a lot, but I guess we got to go there if we're going to put it in here. But if I had my first son at 18, which was, in my eyes, being 35 today, was too young. I wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't established. Now we have seen kids younger than that, 14, 15, having kids. If I wasn't ready at 18 and wasn't in place, you know what I'm saying? How you going to be ready at 14, 15? Then that makes Mama, 28, 29, 30, 40, you know what I mean, in the 30s. Early 30s, mid-30s. She ain't ready to be grandma either.
Grandma, bitch.
So, community, instead of the structure of community where we grew up was built off of, you got older, you got children you were supposed to, and the those that slipped through the crack, and then the community was big enough and full enough, you know, compassion, understanding that
love them through.
Right, they love them through it. But now, it's more of them than it is community. So there ain't no community anymore. What we're dealing with is what we got.
So I'll throw a scenario out here. Okay. Let's say you out with your lady. You could be out with your kids. You could be out with yourself. You're just out somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you run into a confrontation with someone about whatever it might be. Now, this person is woofing, and they with the rah-rah, and they're all in. Do we confront that out of, because of a feeling of lack of respect? Like, okay, you feel like you can say whatever to me just because, no, you're going to respect me?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I walk away from it out of respect? Because I respect the fact that this is not worth what's about to happen. So I'm going to let you have this.
Come back to self-respect. And I think we always going to come back to self-respect.
That's a hard one.
But if you got respect for yourself and you understand yourself, you'll walk away from that and be all right. I can walk away
to a certain point.
It's still going to linger.
Right. Obviously, it's one thing to disrespect me verbally and then to put your hands on me.
No, we ain't got to that point.
All right, I understand.
Just
I understand that. I'm just saying, you know, it's completely different between the two.
Yeah, you have to point that out.
Disrespect me all day long.
Right, because you got respect for yourself.
I got respect for myself. I can walk away from it.
Right.
Disrespect me all day long. Disrespect my lady?
Yeah.
That's going to be harder for me. That's going to be harder for me to walk away. You know, because, okay, you can disrespect me all day and I can take it. Oh, yeah, I'm a man, blah, blah, blah. I can do all of that. Disrespect my lady? Now I have lost so much respect for you to the point to where I'm angry now.
Yeah.
Now my respect has turned to anger.
And they
my disrespect.
Yeah.
My emotions have taken over. Okay, now. So now you're pushing my buttons now. Because now you cross the line as far as I'm. Talk about my wife, talk about my kids, talk about my family, talk about my mom. Woo, talk about my mom. try to disrespect me by talking about my mom, and I'm going to give you exactly what you want.
Yeah.
But see, then you lose.
I lost it because I lost it, bro. Because somebody's going to have to teach you respect. Somebody is going to have to teach you respect along the way.
Man, we are in a world where we have ignorance. And it's just going to be ignorant, regardless of how you respond, regardless of how you react. They are determined to be ignorant. So even after I lose my cool, and I might go to jail or whatever, however this play out, you still going to be ignorant. So I'm the dummy.
Yeah.
I'm the dummy because I knew you was ignorant. If me turning and walking away don't spark something in your mind that, you know what? This man on a whole nother level. He ain't even with
me. You know what he's going to do?
What?
Piss him off.
Exactly. Well,
don't piss him off.
Man, listen, that's the way you kill ignorance. I'm going to let you have it. As long as it don't come to you putting your hands on me, I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to try to anyway. I ain't going to say I'm going to let you. I'm gonna try to.
You know, we people throw this around a lot. You know, be the bigger man, be the bigger man. That gets thrown out around a lot.
It's something to it though.
It is. That's what makes it difficult.
Exactly.
Yeah, being big. Yeah.
Being
yeah.
a bigger
yeah.
man is hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of times. Some cases it's easy. Talk about me all you want. Talk about me to my face. Talk about me behind my back. I can kill it. Sometimes though, bro, it is hard to be the bigger man, depending on that level of disrespect that you receive. So I'm saying this because obviously this is something I struggle with.
Right.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's why we having the conversation.
Obviously this is something I struggle with. So for people like me that are out there that struggle with this, that will what it would like a lit match from 0 to 60. Disrespect me in his own. There ain't no walking away. There ain't no being no bigger than man. It's, okay, what you want to do? You that? Okay. So what you want to do? I need help with that. Help me. Talk to me right now.
Okay. Think about it this way. When you lose it, and after it's all said and done,
you feel bad.
Especially being in front of your lady or your kids or
right.
whatever, what impression does that give them of you? Never mind the person you just got into it with, because they ignorant. We ain't even considered them. They ignorant. What lesson am I teaching? Now, we just went back. We just talked about parenting.
They come back to that messed up part of where we get these messed up outside inputs
mm-hmm.
that tell us to be certain things. You have to do certain and do it in a certain manner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like Bone said, inside of all of us, we don't feel right now opening the door and somebody walking behind us.
Mm-hmm.
But because so that means at the core of us, we already got a group. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
But because we've been told if somebody disrespect you, you lash back out. You teach them how to respect you.
Is that the right teaching?
No, it's not. But that's what I'm pointing out. I'm saying wherever that came into the play again, we can point out Buddy, because he had to be the ringleader of that. When you put him into something, he going to use something that's powerful, which is respect, to his advantage. And he does. Just as strong as Bone feel about somebody walking behind him he seen somebody not open the door for somebody walking behind him, he feel even stronger about being disrespected.
Not on a personal
disrespecting
the ones that I love.
Yeah.
I get it. But I'm still coming back to, I'm just playing my role.
Yeah.
When we know better.
Yeah, you should do better.
So in that moment, in that instance, using that same scenario, if I have enough self-control, and that's hard. It's hard. If I have enough self-control to walk away from this, not out of fear, not out of anything other than recognizing that it's bigger than me. It's bigger than me and you right now. I'm teaching myself how strong I am.
Yeah.
I'm teaching those that are with me how strong I am. And I'm teaching you as the ignorant person
how wrong you are.
It ain't even about it. I'm not trying to teach
you. Well,
it
may not be trying to teach them wrong, but you're teaching them something.
I'm teaching you something.
Yeah.
If you choose to, now these are ignorant people, but somebody got to teach somebody somewhere. We keep talking about violence and what's wrong with the community and what's wrong with this and what's wrong with that. Now we're looking at it from another side. How am I contributing to that if I let you have it?
Right, our accountability, because I even put this question out there earlier, is it our fault that the community is gone? Because we said it was people there before us that established us to get us where we need to be. Are we in the right places now establishing the community for those that's coming up in it? Or are we just standing back saying the community is gone?
Yeah, are we going to be talkers? Are we going to
be,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
once you come to a certain understanding,
man, it's like your accountability level changes.
And with that accountability, you saying to me, if somebody, and this is crazy,
yeah,
I think about this all the time, because I remember seeing, like, the sit-in. I don't know if y'all familiar with the sit-in when the black people were going to sit-in. I seen one where they spit in this dude's face, and he just stood there and sat back down.
You know what kind of strength that is?
That that's what you're saying we need to exemplify or show out, because me seeing that today shows me it's possible.
Yes.
It's possible. And I also see the person who's fit as, how can you do that? And I know they do too today.
Yeah.
You know, whoever some kin to them,
right,
if they're not living on either side, sees the strength on one side and the wrong on the other.
That's why I threw that scenario out.
Yeah.
Because it was a major conflict. And most times where respect comes into play is after there's a conflict. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a conflict tied into this question of respect. So now, if I have enough for myself, never mind what I got for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have enough for myself that what you say to me, even if it hurt, even if I don't like what you said, even if it like on the inside, I'm boiling. If I can walk away and not show you that, I win.
Yeah.
You win to yourself, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah, and like you said, come back to yourself.
Because in the end, you know, you never know who's looking. Somebody might take that as a sign of weakness. Or he just talk to him like that, and he ain't say nothing.
Ignorance.
That's exactly. Exactly. Yeah, strength for self. A respect for self to realize that, man, it took a lot from me not to say nothing to that person that just disrespected me or disrespected my family. That took a lot out of me. I almost to the point where I feel drained.
I'm tired.
I feel drained afterward. So I get that.
Yeah. I mean, we have to push through whatever it may be, because situations ain't going to stop. Conflict is not going to stop. We're not going to be happy all the time. We're not going to be happy with how people treat us. We're not going to be happy with situations we find ourselves in. It's not going to happen. But we do have to learn how to handle those situations in a manner to where we benefit from it.
Right. And everybody benefits. Not just our own selfish emotional state at that time where what makes you go in so hard that later on you feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Because the only person you're trying to prove to is really nobody. Because like I said, when you look back on it and we look at them, we look at that now, the guy they're spitting in the guy's face.
Uh-huh.
And my first reaction was not me. He was spitting in my face. I would have told his, you know what I'm saying? But now really getting the understanding, being older and understanding, it really wasn't worth it. And look at it. Look at it. It speaks for itself. It shows you the hatred and how far people can go, but it also shows you the strength in that, if you can stand and withstand it. Because them sitting in allowed us to be able to go into Dennis today, which we still have issues with.
They accomplished that.
Yeah.
Look who won.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Undisputed.
It's hard.
In the moment, you might not have seen it.
Yeah.
But looking back on it, you're right.
You see it now.
You see who won.
And you also see it for yourself.
Yeah.
Like you said, Bowen, afterwards you feel drained, but when you don't go that way, you don't feel drained. You think back on it and be like, yeah, I'm proud of myself for handling that like that.
I think it comes back to, and I know we're talking about respect, but
mm-hmm.
how much stock we put into what somebody else's opinion or thoughts are about us.
Yeah.
If I don't care, and we say that a lot, I really don't care what you think about. Well, if that be true, I don't care that you think I'm weak because I walked away from this. I know why I walked away from this. Had I gone in on him, I'd have did that for you because I didn't feel I should have done that. But I'm going to do this so that you don't think I'm weak. Nah.
Like I said, I'm going to give you what you want.
Nah.
I'm going to give you what you want. I feel you, though. Can I...
Go ahead.
Can I lessen the scale
yeah.
of respect that we're talking about? I just want to know, I want to talk about, just simply because this past weekend, me and my wife laughed at a situation that we saw.
Right.
All right. We pulled up at a store, and we pulled up, we and another car pulled up at the same time to this place of business. All right. I saw the gentleman driving. There was a gentleman driving and a young lady on the passenger side.
Right.
So we pulled up in the parking spaces at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Saw this guy jump out the car. with a light trot.
Mm-hmm.
Round to the passenger side door and open the door for his lady friend.
Right, right.
Respect, right? He got respect for himself. He got respect for his lady friend, you know. So my wife was like, oh, wow, oh, that's so sweet.
Right,
you know,
right,
he opened
right.
the door for her. And my first reaction is, I was just joking. I promise I was just joking. I said, oh, it must be something wrong with the door. Right? It was just, you know, almost, I was just joking, but almost to a sense to where you don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
You don't see that chivalry or that respect for your significant other anymore to where it almost caught me off guard.
Yeah, because you're soft. You're weak. You're lame.
Yeah.
You do that.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Or, I ain't gonna say that. I ain't gonna say you soft, you weak, you lame. Maybe it just ain't that serious. No, open the door yourself. That door is fine. I paid for this whole car.
Wait, though, but you'll open the door for somebody that you don't know walking into a store, but you won't open the door for your wife getting out of the car.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Slap me across the face. I need that.
Yeah.
I need that. Wake me up.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need that because I didn't look at that way.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it is it, nothing to hold the door for a complete stranger. But the woman I love sitting right next to me, I expect her to just get out and come on, let's go. Now, I'll hold the door into the place of business that we're going to for you. But as far as you getting out your car, just get out the car. You ain't got time for that.
You know, I'm laughing because what I'm hearing here is the understanding inside ourselves that we got to question our own respect.
Right.
We might even came into this conversation saying we knew what respect was.
Right.
Why, you know, we talk about this topic forever, but we were honestly here sitting here growing because I hear Bones saying one thing, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, yeah, I have respect in certain aspects, but it's other aspects that I probably need to tighten up a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. It's probably the ones you take for granted.
The ones. Because, like, with the door thing,
yeah.
I know in my mind I would have said, something wrong with that door.
Something wrong with that door.
I know in my mind I would have said it, but I would have knew better. But initially, I would have been thinking, for me to get out and do that, because I don't do it often. And we had to be, she couldn't get out.
Right, she couldn't get out. She had her hands
now,
full.
I should do it often. You know what I'm saying? I should do it often, and that's why I'm saying I'm holding myself accountable. Because I'm looking at it like, yeah. I'm sitting there telling you, I'm mad at you for not holding the door. You might have just got out of holding the door for me. Just got out your car and held the door for your wife to come in the store. And then hold the door for me coming behind you. What do I matter to you? But I'm mad with you. You got respect where you need respect.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that is a good dynamic, man. Anyway,
I wouldn't have thought. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Now, y'all both say y'all have thought something was wrong with the door. Now, I'm sitting back looking at this same scenario play out.
Yeah, but like, that's sweet.
My question would have been to myself, why don't I do that?
Yeah,
right.
Why don't I think?
That's what I thought. That's why I said,
me
make
too.
Her think, don't
me
think
too.
The same way. Something wrong with that, though.
Me too.
When I
saw it. I was, you know what? Like,
she get
that
idea.
That young man right there got the right mindset.
Yeah.
He got the right mindset. Verbally, I said, it must be something wrong with the door.
Right.
But in my internally,
you was trying to
convince myself
and take up for yourself.
Right.
Why
I don't do it? Yeah. Right. I was like, oh,
yeah.
It must be something wrong with the door.
Especially with you sitting here.
Right.
Now, I said, I bet you that might have went different. If it had been us three in the car and we seen that, he might have interpreted that totally different because he was sitting next to us instead of her sitting.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have to answer the question for her.
Yeah, exactly. He'll probably be like, man, we should be on.
He should be doing that.
But when she was there, you know you're wrong already, so you're going to ask something wrong with it, though.
Now, I'm trying to beat her to the punch.
Yeah, yeah. So she said, you, that's what you know.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you hold the door for me? Why don't you jump out of the car and open the door for me? Because our door worked just fine. His door broke.
Yeah.
Know nothing about the man, got it.
Bro, I bet you
ain't
gonna
log
that down.
And that teaches me that even in moments where we see our shortcomings or whatever, we still try to make it. We human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This thing is about trying to get better.
And
it's a process. Life is a process. Don't beat me down because I'm going through my process.
Mm.
I might not learn as fast as you.
Man. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I might, it might take me a little time to pick it up. But once I get it, I got it. Let me do me, you do you.
That just had me thinking. I saw that, and I made a mental note of that because I wanted to bring that up today, knowing the title, the one of the topics being respect. Something else I thought of. As a father of a young lady, a young girl, okay, a father with a daughter, all right, and I was just thinking back, you know, when I used to go to clubs. I don't go to clubs no more, so I don't really know what they do no more.
All right.
But back when I used to go to clubs and I would see young men either grabbing on a girl to try to holler at her, saying, hey, you, come here, you know, I felt like that was just blatant disrespect.
Yeah.
You know, why in the world would that young lady turn around and even entertain anything you have to say when you approach her that way?
Because that's the standard.
And then what blows my mind is that not 8 out of 10 of those young ladies turned around.
Yeah.
Entertained it. Stopped, came back, and had a hollering session.
Yeah.
Conversation. Like, well, then how can I blame a young man for doing that?
If
they accept it.
What else do they have to compare with?
Oh, man. I was in that same club with them. You don't holler at girls in the club. Young ladies, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know y'all put in a lot of hard work to look good when y'all go to these clubs. I'm speaking to my brothers right now. There is no way you should be trying to holler at a girl that you would consider having a serious relationship with in the club. I don't think you should do that. And I'm going to try my damnedest to teach my boys that. You don't holler at no girl at the club.
Wait, though, man.
I'm going to
hear
me
out.
Hear me out.
I'm going to
hear
you.
And I might have a skewed perspective on this, but I'm going to say it. When you holler at a girl in the club, you're not meeting that girl.
You mean the representative.
You mean her representative. This, she put her best foot forward right now. Might not even be her shoe on that foot, but she putting it forward. Because she want to look good at the club.
I see where you're going with it. I understand it, too.
I
don't even know if I ever looked at it from that point of view.
And like I said, you know, y'all know me. I'm a little different, but that's
different is good.
different is you.
Different.
Yeah, I don't think a young man that is seriously looking for a companion should look for that companion in the club. Now, run into that same old young lady outside the club, at the store, in the street somewhere. Approach her respectfully.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I guess.
Excuse me, ma'am, or how you doing, ma'am, or how you doing, miss?
I seen you in the club.
You know what I'm saying? I saw you in the club. You know, I just didn't think that was the appropriate time to approach you. But, you know, I'm interested in, you know, your name, whatever, you know, how.
Okay, so I thought you were saying if you see a girl in the club, that's not a girl you want.
No, I ain't saying that. I'm a good girl in the club.
You're just saying
if he do say to see her in the club, that's not a girl you want. He was in the club.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
I wasn't in the club.
He
wasn't for no old lady.
Yeah, which is true too, because everybody don't go to say. But
club.
If you are, we speak on the terms that if you are going to the club to present yourself to find something, or to find a relationship, or maybe just get a companionship, whatever. Both sides, from the male side, Bone is saying to you, she's putting forward her best she got. This is a representation tonight. Catch me Wednesday. It might be totally different.
You gonna see the real me win.
So I can go to peep to see, but I guess I gotta do a little more peeping because I gotta catch it during the week.
I gotta catch the real.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you gonna find out anyway.
I don't agree. I don't know if I.
Hey, I like I said, I look at it, that's just me.
You're right, and you're entitled to that.
That's just me. It's a good point, though, dog. And I know I kind of got off the whole point of
nah, it's still respect. It's still respect.
You know, approach women with respect. If they deserve that respect that you're giving them, and a lot of times that's how we think as men. We're like, man, that's, she don't deserve my respect. I don't know her.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
She gonna make you. She gonna make you earn it because you're gonna come out of there like you say. Hey, come here. Let me holler at you. And she ain't gonna talk to you.
Mm-mm.
Now the next time you see her, you have to go through the steps you're saying.
You gonna have to go a little harder, to be honest yeah. with you, because don't think she don't remember you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm of the opinion that losing respect for a person, regardless of what they've done, losing respect for any person somehow means that I've lost a bit of respect for self somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's no reason why I can't give you the respect I feel like you do, whether you display, whether you warrant it or not, is what I'm trying to say. You can be whoever you're going to be.
Right.
You can't control who you're
right.
going to be.
Right.
But I'm going to respect you out of the simple fact that I understand what respect does, and I have enough on myself to respect you. Even if that respect means that I don't associate with you.
Now,
right.
I respect
you. Yeah.
Because
I
if
agree.
I do, it's probably going to go another way.
I agree with exactly what you're saying, and in a way, that's what I say. In a way. Okay. When I started out talking about the brothers and how they approach women with the A and all that, by all means, you should be approaching this person with the same respect that you would expect somebody to approach you with.
And that's what they do. In my opinion, I feel like because we're talking about a generation that has been totally switched around.
Lost that community we had.
We don't look at, you don't even have to go to people younger than us. We can look at some people who are older than us right now.
And set an example, too. Yeah.
Look at how they communicate with each other.
Yeah.
That tells the story. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's what I've accepted. We like to say the masses. I've accepted the standard that the masses have set for myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what it all boils down.
Then definitely I have lost respect for myself then.
Exactly.
Especially if I know better.
I yeah. know better, but because if I go against what everybody else is,
there you go.
I'm different.
Man, well,
and
man,
I don't want to
be different, man.
Well, that's hard.
Different.
That's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
is.
Hard
it
because
is.
I lose friends now. I lose associations now. I lose invitations that I might get if I.
But if you're good and you understand it, that ain't gonna bother.
Ain't gonna bother you. Then you go. Then that's gonna make room for a true friend.
Friend, yeah. You
true association.
That, yeah.
Hey.
True invitations are for you being who you are, not for what you present.
We're talking about the masses, though.
I never been one to really follow the masses, so yeah. I don't know nothing about that, bro.
Yeah.
You know what society suggests.
I know what they suggest. They can make suggestions all day.
I think the argument is saying is basically. He understand it, but he been going against doing what he wanted to do the whole time anyway.
Think about it.
So he don't have a problem with not understanding what he understands and also going against
it. Think about it like this. We grew up watching TV and we saw shows like The Cosby Show
mm-hmm.
and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where there was those are the two shows that pop up in my mind off top where it's about black families. Now, they were one end of the spectrum to the other. Cosby
mm-hmm.
Show was polished, and you got a doctor and a lawyer and blah, blah, blah. All the kids well-mannered, and we have fun, but we have fun in a polite way,
mm-hmm.
and we teach. Boom. Then you got Fresh Prince, and he's a little bit more street.
Mm-hmm.
Where, yeah, his uncle is a lawyer. Daddy ain't nowhere around. Mama couldn't handle me, so I had to go live with my uncle and my auntie because they can't handle me. I got to get out of this city. So we saw those two shows. And we learn lessons through those two shows, even though we laugh.
Yeah.
This, that, and the third.
Yeah.
Flash forward to now, turn on the TV. Name me one show that you learn a lesson from on TV right now. Anything. Unless you, I'm not talking about
you're not talking
Discovery
about
Channel or nothing like
oh.
that.
Right.
You're talking about like a sitcom.
Like a sitcom.
A sitcom.
You know, I mean, right now, I was sitting here thinking, but it's not really one sitcom that's out there that's really instrumental like when we was growing. Because like you said, we had Good Times. What happened? Of course, there was we was younger, but mm-hmm. the reruns played off
right.
Different world.
And that was a better example. I should have used Cosby Show and Good Times.
Yeah, because it was a struggle.
Yeah.
The really makes
you see success,
yeah.
and then you see
yeah.
struggle. But you still learn so, lessons in
right.
family about principles and about respect and about
yeah,
this
I
want to
see
and
that.
That.
Man, I would say, man, think about it, though, really. All those shows you named were groundbreaking shows.
Yeah, at that time they were. Yeah.
They changed the mold, basically. Those shows, they stood out to us because that was the first time anybody ever tried anything like that. No.
And it was us. Not saying that in a categorical way, but we was relatable. It wasn't a lot of black shows on at the time. So for us to see us, and then, because I really believed I could live in a house like that after seeing the college.
Mm-hmm.
I related to Good Times House.
Mm-hmm.
But I believed after the college show, that's why I was groundbreaking, like Bone said. It gave us the evidence that, oh, this they do. Because we didn't, you couldn't tell us that wasn't real.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Answer me this. If Cosby Show and Good Times was on air right now,
mm-hmm.
and they were competing against Housewives, and I don't even know what some of these shows on TV that we got.
You got Housewives, you got Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, reality shows,
Tiny, whatever their names is. Compare those shows with these shows that we have. What would the masses
now
gravitate towards?
They're gonna gravitate to reality. Because that's what they're in.
Right.
How much reality is that?
No, that's their reality. What, you talking about the show?
They're teaching you what reality should be,
yeah.
and it ain't even
reality.
That's not reality.
Not strip. One of them shows, though, you mentioned, the T.I. show.
T.I. show ain't that bad. He really presents itself.
He really does. I don't know if it's an act. If it is, it's a good act.
It almost puts you in, like, a younger Bill Cosby.
Right. No.
Really, honestly, man, that might be a real stretch for most people, but it do to me because he's so chill and so it ain't all that, you know, that hoopla. He talked to him straight up like Billy used to talk to his kid. He teach him lessons inside of it, and he don't get, I guess the word it says hood, which I'm going to be honest, listening to T.I. and knowing where T.I. come from and understanding his backstory, I would have thought he was more hood.
I would have thought that, too.
He really run his house respectfully. I was watching, and I guess that could be one of the shows then if the winner. Because I was watching some of the things he was doing. It was like, that. I might pick some of that up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you ever seen it, but now his show is like, Bone, that was a good point, Bone, because that is true. His show is a little better.
Yeah.
Now, the other ones, they turn.
I'm with you all the way.
Yeah, they turn. But he'll fall in the crack, too, because it ain't as popular as the ones we just named, either.
Going along with that, though. We listen to T.I.'s music, and we've
mm-hmm.
seen T.I. in the media, and we, before he invited us into his house and his family, we saw, and we developed an impression of T.I., you just said, I thought he was no hood based on what I've heard.
Right, exactly.
But yet, when I'm in his house through this TV show, I see somebody totally different. So how much of our music that these artists are putting out is real? How much of that is reality? Based on, because if I believe that what you say in your songs are real, I don't believe this person that y'all saying he is in the house.
I can't. We all got different sides to it. Now what I do outside of my house when I'm with y'all ain't gonna be how I handle myself in front of my kids.
Think about what you're saying. If I'm this grounded and this rooted and I'm about this at home, I'm gonna be about this when I leave home.
Well, then he come on past experience, too, then.
Right.
I don't think he out there no more.
I think the T.I. that we thought we knew was T.I.
Was Tip.
That was him.
Yeah.
You know, he has evolved
into
something else.
Right.
And that's what we're getting to see the side of. But, yeah, I believe that was him. Okay. If we're going to talk about music, we're going to talk about that, then look at the artists that are the most popular.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those artists that society or the masses feel is a true representation of what they hear. The Bootsies, the you know,
Rich Homie.
Rich Homie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you know that they talk about this stuff. What's his name?
Meek Mill?
Oh, man, what's his name? God, what, the one with all the gold. What's his name?
Trinidad
James.
No, not again. We got Trinidad James.
Trinidad James. You know what I'm saying? With, you know, popping Molly's by the sweat.
Yeah.
Woo! That, he, you know, what we hear in their music is probably not without knowing them. It's probably pretty much what you're going to get when you meet them.
That's their reality.
That's their reality. And those are the people that are the most popular out there to the younger generation.
And they're giving them a reality.
Right. And they feel like, well, that's what reality is, then okay, well, I'm going to be a part of that. Back to what you said, you know, it's hard not to follow the masses when you're amongst the masses.
Mass, exactly right.
So, in a roundabout way, my question was bringing about this question. When do we or who do we look to or how do we get to a point where we have something that counteracts that? That shows that that could be reality?
You got
to
do it, Bill.
But
it
don't have,
to be
real. Don't have to be
you got to do what Bill Cosby did. Somebody is the drum major. We're going to come back to it all the time because somebody has to take that initiative to go out and give you different. Because if we would have never seen the Cosby Show, I would have never thought it was a black family that really lived like that.
Bill Cosby, as much of an impact as he had on our lives coming up, every time he speaks, I'm not going to say every time, most of the time he speaks now, current day, he's criticized because of what he's saying. Because he is that contradiction to what they're
trying to tell you not.
Reality is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's getting backlash more from the people that he's talking to than the ones that should be giving him the backlash.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting by looking at this like, this is how mixed up we are.
Yeah.
They don't even have a problem with what he's saying because they know we're not going to listen.
Yeah.
We're so lost in what we have bought into reality is and what the masses accept and what society has developed us into. That we won't even take or accept somebody who's trying to teach you something, even if you don't want to call it right, it can work for you.
Right.
You don't have to deal with this side and all the downfalls of this side.
Because you're gonna go back today, you're gonna say they ain't doing it. They ain't doing it. Why should I do it? And like and like Bone say, because you get Trinidad James, you get those nothing rock name out there, Meek Mill, all them boys. What they seeing on them on the outside surface is a lot of money, a lot of women. What they telling them, they live in it, their reality.
Mm-hmm.
And now that becomes the mainstream reality. So every kid wants that to be their reality. When we was growing up, we had two realities. And I know amongst us three in this room, our reality. And I know this. And ain't, y'all, we ain't talked about nothing, but one reality was even we was going to make it in sports. That was everybody's dream because we played sports all the time. Or we was going to school and getting us a job. That was the only two realities we knew. Now, we didn't know how we was going to do it, but we knew when we finished, that's what we were going to end up doing, however it worked out. The reality now is I'm going to be a rapper. I'm going to have this. Or I ain't going to rap. I'm just going to get the money fast on the corner.
And what I'm hearing is...
And I think we're going into the next topic, too.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. We've evolved into the next topic that we had on the agenda, which was suggested by anyone?
Eddie Hicks.
Which is brothers or men being stuck with the poverty mindset, not willing to elevate themselves on a social or financial status.
Yeah.
And we kind of evolved into that. We've started talking about that, so we might as well keep going.
Yeah.
It has become, nobody wants to take the long road. I don't even want to use the word hard. It's the long
road. Yeah.
I don't want to take the long road. If this is a shortcut to getting to where you got through hard work, I could take this shortcut with a couple risks thrown over there. I take my chances with these risks as opposed to focusing and working towards my goal. Now, I'm not saying that your shortcut doesn't involve work. I'm not saying that. But the microwave has totally thrown everything off.
Go ahead, the microwave.
I don't think that it's more so. Now there are some people who are stuck in the mindset. Sorry about that. We had a little technical issue, but there are some people who are stuck in the mindset of, I guess we can call it a poverty mindset, but then again, we still have to look at why that is, and a lot of it is probably because they weren't taught any better. I know my mom for one, and this is not a shot at her. This is not any of that. This is just a realization that I had to come to in my older age. Her focus or her direction or guidance was, you're going to go to school. I'm talking about high school.
Right.
When you turn 18, you'll find your job, or you figure yourself, and then you're out of here.
Right.
That
ain't no shot, because I think we all had that same understanding. Some of us might have had college on there, but either way, it was a job after high school.
Right.
You knew that, and you was getting out of here. But and inside of that, we dreamed bigger because we played sports. We figured, hey, we might make it. But that was it. We never thought about going on the corner.
No, that wasn't an option.
You know what I'm saying? We never thought about going robbing nobody. None of that came into play for us. You know what I'm saying? And it goes back to that community.
Yeah.
And that's why we see this kind of acceptance to standing on the corner and holding your pants up all day with one hand and selling rocks with the other. Not going to shoot nobody down. I'm just saying what I see.
Now, where I was going, I get where you're going,
yeah,
and I'm going to come back to that. But where I was going with that is the mindset is formed at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
We're not teaching, hey, you need to be trying to come up with ideas to where you can support yourself without having to depend on a paycheck from somebody else. You need to, as parents, finding just by paying attention what our kids' creative abilities are, because they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you at an early age what can probably set them up in the future, because it's what they're interested in, whether it be music or arts or sports.
It's that innocence again. That same innocence we hear about them saying,
right,
hey, you fat. It's just that's what they see.
Right. Yeah. This is what I'm interested in. At that point, as parents, I feel like we should not so much set them on that path solely, but invest in their interests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because in the end, you want them, we all want, I think, out of any kind of career or job or anything, you want it to be something that you're
interested in.
Yeah.
You're passionate about, you like doing.
Right.
You know, so definitely, if you can set your kids up to on a path that will take them to being able to do that, then definitely, as parents, I feel like you should.
Got to be careful, though, because in that, and as much as I don't want to admit to it, we all stayed dads or stayed moms. We got our ideas of what we want them to do, too.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So, and a lot of times, you might have a child tell you, I want to play soccer. You've always wanted to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So you initially try to push basketball on them, too. That's not. They'll do it because they're kids.
Right.
They don't go along and they think you want them to. But like you said, if I invest more and listen to what you're saying to me.
And I'm not saying that there's wrong with that. You may not know you like basketball.
Right. So it works both ways, but I should be paying attention.
Right.
So
you
more
where
you
come back
to
me and say, hey, I like soccer better than basketball, that's where I disconnect.
Right, everything.
My own agenda. Why you don't like basketball?
Yeah, I'm a question.
Yeah,
I'm going.
And then
I'm
gonna take your answer and try to fit. Well, if you did this or you did that, then you might like it.
Right.
No, just okay. You like soccer? Let's go with soccer. Now that's for kids. I feel like that's how we set our kids on the right path. As far as people who are already in an adult state, who maybe had the wrong or not enough motivation, or could have had the motivation but didn't have the guidance or didn't have the know-how to get to where they wanted to be.
The implementation that you're saying that the kid would have had.
Right. Can I ask a question? I want to ask a question.
Good.
This is for me, for my understanding.
All right.
when we say poverty mindset, for people like me that might be out there, and for those that may be in a poverty mindset and don't even know it,
right?
What do we mean when we say poverty mindset?
My interpretation of it is people who are struggling or maybe living paycheck to paycheck and not necessarily pressed about changing the current situation.
Okay.
I know that I may not have the ability to go and spend $600 on a new TV right now, but I got a TV that works, so I'm okay with that. And even if you come to them and present them an opportunity to better their situation, they feel like, well, I'm okay where I'm at. I just paid my light bill. I might not have a $10 left, but I just paid my light bill, so I'm good. I'm not willing to step out past where I am with hopes or with intention of bettering my situation. That's how I interpreted the question. I could be wrong.
Okay. Because I was thinking about this. Poverty mindset. All right, what do I consider, and I might be getting myself into something deeper than I want to get to, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Someone that I would think would have a poverty mindset is someone that sees no way out of their poverty situation. And maybe this is what you were saying. Living in poverty, I guess you could say as paycheck to paycheck. I got a decent job. I make enough to pay my bills. I got enough to, you know, do for my family outside of that. But I feel like I live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, I do too.
You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like I live in poverty. You know? So what I'm trying to say is, you ain't got no job. All right, that's somebody that I feel like is in poverty. All right, they have no job. They have no means of financial gains, financial stability, anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they have government assistance. Nothing is wrong with that. Give me some government. What I'm saying is they're living in that poverty. They accept the fact that they're living in that poverty, but they're not trying to get out of.
That's it.
Right.
That's his question.
That's what he's talking about.
Right.
That's his question.
So that's why I was going to go back to you, because we both said we feel like we live paycheck. If somebody came and presented you an opportunity right now today that could better your situation, would you turn it down? Because you have a job and you're stable in your job, even though I might be paycheck to paycheck.
Paycheck, yeah.
I'm not willing to take the chance of losing what I got on a whim or a belief that I could do better.
So, yeah, and what he's saying is we all basically live in poverty, basically, because it's a poverty, the environment
is
poverty. But your mindset can't be stuck in poverty.
Right, right.
Because if you get stuck there, then you will never see it.
You're
going to
never get out. You're going to be miserable all your life. You're going to never see, you know, that path or that doorway that could lead you out of that poverty.
Right.
Because to you, that's your reality. There's nothing else. This is it. This is what it is. Where does that come from? When you think back on our heritage and you see
the
struggle that we went through, we was talking about sitting at these counters and people being, you know, spitting in people's face. And I mean, I know I was watching something, they mushing their face in food and all kinds of stuff, man. It was crazy. Sitting and watching that put through that, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no way I could go through that. But just the fact that's where we come from. All who invented the damn cell phone?
Yeah.
You know, who invented the washing machine? You know, who that we never got into that. That was something we wanted to talk about at one point, but we never got it. Black people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They took a chance. Entrepreneurship.
See, what happened was, in my opinion, there was a generation of people who experienced both sides.
Mm-hmm.
They experienced the tail end of the struggle. And then they got to see the beginning of today, of the freedom,
right,
of the liberation. and somehow came to the idea that we've arrived. And like we always say, once you get to the point where you decide you've arrived, you ain't going no further.
You're stagnant. You're stuck. You're done.
And now those same people, and it's an ignorance, but it's not a bad ignorance. It's just I don't know no better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I have kids, and now because I've seen it a different way, I can tell you, you got it good. Now all you got to do is go find your job, work your hours, get your paycheck, get your this, get you that, and you good. That's what we're taught by those people, by our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our whoever, our ancestors. Who got to the point where we've arrived.
Yeah.
They arrived.
They arrived. And taught you that you arrived.
Yeah, you came with me, so you arrived too.
So what happened was you got stagnated unintentionally. Mm-hmm. But we know better.
Right.
In this day and age where we have so much technology and access to the wealth of knowledge that we have access to, if you don't take advantage of that, then that just says to some people, and I might be one of them, that, you know, maybe we are in a poverty mindset. Maybe we are in a place where we don't really want to take that risk to do better.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't want to put in the work that is going to require to get a better situation. I'm comfortable with where I am. May not be exactly where I want to be, but like you said, that ain't my reality right now. And if it ain't my reality now, it's probably not going to be my reality tomorrow.
Yeah,
because I ain't doing nothing to press for a tour.
That's the thing. Reality is reality. And you can dress it up however you want to. What you see right now, if you don't see past that tomorrow, that's your reality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can dress up however you want to. But now if you see this today and say, but in 5 years, and that's why setting goals and having a plan ain't bad.
No.
Because it puts in place something for you to push for. Because if you don't put, even like you say, when you get to that point where you think you're arriving, if you don't have no goals, at some point you're going to figure out you ain't going nowhere.
Right. Now, not saying that we can't be okay with our current situation.
No, I'm not saying. I don't think you were the bone either.
Just not comfortable in my current situation. Once you get comfortable, then I ain't necessarily got to move because I'm comfortable. The moment we get comfortable is when the problems start. But it's kind of like this. I haven't seen the movie. I'm just speculating based on the title and what I've heard. It's 12 Years a Slave movie. Have you seen
it? Yeah, I still want to see it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I was thinking about we all watch it together and then do a show. Oh, no, I'm throwing that out. That one out, too. That's crazy.
Not a bad idea.
No.
I mean, it could be a topic.
But from what I assume the movie is about, it was about somebody who was born free, forced into slavery.
I think that's how it goes. He was a free man first, yeah.
Okay, so, now think about it from this perspective. If we're talking about a mindset. Had he accepted the slavery mindset, he would have never did anything to get free.
He would have been another
movie. Yep.
He'd have died in slavery.
That would have been the name of the movie. Died a slave.
Died a slave.
Died 12 years a slave.
Yeah. So that kind of, we can kind of take that as a mold, as a model. The moment you allow your mind to stop in a certain place, your life ain't going past that place.
You accept it.
So I guess that's where his question came from. How do we, now, we're saying what the problem is, how do we change it?
How do we change it?
How do we get to a point where we are, where we can open our minds and where we can elevate ourselves past what we currently see?
Good example. Somebody got to step, but once again, drum major come back. Somebody got to step out front. And give the example. Just we were saying with the Bill Cosby. We were saying with it has to be something different that it's enough of it out there that it starts to get people to buy into. But if you don't do nothing, we all stuck in the same spot. So as us three being the co-hosts of this show, talking about this topic, and know our accountability now on it, we are accountable to do something. This show can be one avenue because we talk on here and we try to get the understanding out there for everybody and our understanding and welcome there. But there's other things we can be doing.
Like what? See, because I'm glad you said that because where I wanted to go was like as a community, as a whole, this is not an individual thing.
No,
it's
not.
Individual
we said
mindset,
the community what made, yeah.
But it's shaped by your surroundings. It's shaped by your environment. And if you don't, again, if you can't see yourself, if you're imprisoned in your environment, then there ain't no escape.
That's how you know.
But if there's a group of people, or if there's an organization, or if there's anything that shows me a way out, or shows me that, I guess I want to say invest in me a little bit.
Because investing in the community is investing in yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If a black business opened right now, let's just say a black restaurant, soul food restaurant, open right now, how many of us would actually go and support that restaurant? I think that's part of the issue. It's part of getting people to step out, because I feel like even if I have a good idea, and even if I put my thing in motion, how many people are going to really support me?
Can't get them. If you believe it, no, you can't care. If you care, because we said this earlier, if I care about what you think, I ain't going nowhere. You have to be, come back yourself. If you understand what you're doing and God's leading you to do it, it don't matter what nobody else talks about. It's going to work. It's going to work out for itself. But you got to believe it. If you believe that, I'm going to believe it. But if you don't believe it and you're doing it, yeah, it ain't going to work.
I feel like, you know, I don't want to come off any kind of way. I'm going to say it.
Say it.
Things like what we did, what we're doing,
right,
what we're trying to do.
Right.
Okay. We could have easily cared about what people thought.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be sitting here in front of this mic right now. If we cared about what people thought.
Yeah.
You know, but
I would
leave
the house.
Okay,
if
you
care
about what people thought.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we felt like we had the urge amongst ourselves that we could be doing something.
We believed it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That we should be doing something. Not could be. We felt that we should be doing something. It may not be on a very large scale.
May not be polished.
May not be polished. Definitely not polished.
May not
be. I mean?
It may not be any of that.
But what we're doing is letting people like Mr. Hicks, Eddie,
get
involved. He put his thoughts out there. He realized that we're sitting here talking about these type things, that he's not alone. He's not the only one thinking like this.
That example.
You know what I'm saying? He's not the only one that has these questions about poverty mindset and how to elevate ourselves. We have those same questions. We may not have thought to say it.
Right.
He thought it for us. You know, so right there, you say, how do we elevate ourselves? By doing this, realizing you're not alone.
Yeah.
Not caring about what other people think. Stepping out and trying to do something. Eddie, holla at us. Let's get together. Let's do something. You know, we don't care what it is. Let's clean up a park. Let's cut, you know, an elderly man or woman's yard.
Yeah.
You know, let's do something like that then. Because, you know, it don't take a whole lot. You know, this goes back to the whole first topic, respect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We have respect for our community. We put that respect out into the community. The community realizes that, man, these people respect us as a whole or us individually, and they don't even hardly know us. I'm going to have some more respect for myself.
You make the community worth something so they'll know what they got. And that's what you're saying, Paul.
Right.
And that's beautiful. Because at this point, they don't think they have anything. That's why they don't care.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. Because those people have worked hard.
Yeah, but they see where it's at.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is those people have worked hard to get where they at. I don't think it's that I don't know what I got. You don't.
Yeah,
know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I
yeah, 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 yeah.
You
yeah,
don't
definitely,
respect
definitely,
what I got.
Definitely. So,
matter of fact, I became part of this community for you.
Yeah. I built this for you to be able to say to me, I ain't doing it the way you told me.
And then you come in and tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I invest myself in this further for you to continue to tear
it
down?
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
It's kind of this pay it forward thing. You understand? You have to first understand what you've been given before you can give.
Yeah.
That's a defeating mindset. We can't, as a community, as people, we cannot think like that. We cannot think like, okay, so why am I going to put forth my time and effort, my blood, sweat, and tears into my community when somebody else is going to tear it down? Well, if you let them tear it down, they're going to tear it down.
Keep
building it back up.
Right.
That's what we got to do. We got to continue to build it back up to show that, you know, we're not going to just let you disrespect our community. We're not going to just let you tear us down. We're going to continue to rebuild ourselves.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Right.
I think
I had a comment, but it looks like we got a call on the line, so I'm going to try to get them in and see what they got to say about what we're talking about. You are live caller. Go ahead. You got a question, comment, concern?
No, I don't. I actually just tuned in. I saw the show topic. It seemed like an interesting topic, and I thought I'd tune in, guys. I really don't have a comment right now.
Okay, you don't have a comment? Okay.
Okay. That's cool. Listen in.
Listen in.
We appreciate the support, and we hope we're giving you some good stuff, giving some good stuff out.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. Like, I guess we all, in a way, are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You feel as though somebody has to step out.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to put forth that initiative, take that first step. I feel as though that requires a journey into self.
Mm-hmm.
Understand where what somebody else has done for me, take that and do it for somebody else.
Yeah.
You feel, you're saying, after all of that is done, for those people who still don't get it and who still are determined to do what they want to do, don't allow them to stop progress.
Yeah.
Don't allow them to stop the effort that you're going to put forth. It takes a lot, but the only way that we ever going to get past it is to keep going.
And we're going to keep doing it. Like Bonner said, we've started with this. We might have didn't understand and really know where it was going and what we were stepping on and doing. But now we have that burning desire in us to do something, to change, to bring about what Eddie is pointing out. Why are we stuck in this mindset? We don't want to be stuck in it.
No.
So we're going to step out. We're doing it. We trying our best to with all our power and gauge, to get a change, to try to get things back the way it was when we grew up. Everybody ain't going to agree with that. We understand that. But we care enough to go in to do that.
What I'm hearing you say is if you have enough determination, you have enough drive, and you have enough focus, you can change the direction of the masses.
Yes. Yes. I believe that. I've seen it. I believe that. I've experienced it. I believe that. I believe that.
But you have to realize that it's not going to happen quickly.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, I'm thinking it like a little pebble. You take a little pebble and you drop it in the water, it starts a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay. Well, that one,
the whole ocean.
Right, that one action creates hundreds of other reactions. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's where you got to start. You got to start somewhere.
It goes back to what we were saying about that kid that you invest in.
Yeah.
That shows an interest.
Yeah, it starts.
Once you see the interest, or I guess what I'm trying to say is what you're passionate about or what you're interested in, that's the only thing that you're going to have the drive and determination and focus to persevere through, to see to the end. We have to somehow get to a point where we, through action, can redevelop, but show the importance of
mm-hmm.
having this passion.
Yeah.
This passion is not just one that I have.
Right.
This is one that we all should have.
Yeah.
Right.
Because this is ours. If we ain't got this, what else we got? Where we going? What we going to do? If you came to, if you don't have anybody to depend on, or you don't got nobody to lean on, what you got?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Because, and that's true, because you're saying, like, stepping out, there's just three of us right now talking. And far as we know, it's just three of us believe it. So we stepping out there knowing we only got each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now you take one person, stepping out, they ain't got nothing but the masses against them.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot
mm-hmm.
to withstand
right.
that. Because I'm going to be honest, though. I'm going to be honest, though. Even with all three of y'all with me, it's still hard. You know what I'm saying? It's still hard stepping out here like this. I mean, I'm more secure because I have y'all, which is a blessing. But you still, you know what I mean? It's just that. And it's that.
Because you have still more people who may not understand or get it. Or if you end up taking, and I don't want to make this sound like a negative,
mm-hmm.
but let's say my investment or what I'm passionate about is education.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your passion is sports. Well, let's put it on community. Your passion is community.
Community, correct.
I'm passionate about sports. Now, you were helping me coach sports. But now your passion for community is pulling you away from sports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I might, even if I had no issue with community before, now I do, simply because I got a personal interest that's not being fulfilled because you're not here now. Because you following your passion, you ain't helping me with mine.
Well, but they can work together.
That's exactly. If I cannot help you, you help me.
That's the downfall of, I'm going to say people, I'm not going to say black people. That's the downfall
just
of people. People in general, all right? Once they find their path, and they may even follow their path and get to where they want to be, they forget about
everybody behind and where they walk through.
What they walk through to get there, you know, and the people that they may have struggled with, you know, they forget that those people are still there struggling.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we lose that as people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we forget that. That's why I feel like we got to give back.
Yeah.
Once you obtain, you have to give back to the community. Because like you said, Corey, some people may not get it right away.
Yeah.
It may take them some time before they get it. So, you know, you can't let that deter you.
You just got to believe in.
I hear a lot that black people, and I'm going to specify black people because that's how it's said. Black people are like crabs in a barrel or crabs in a pot. I think about that, and in the beginning I agree with it because I heard the logic behind it. Like, as soon as you get one, two steps ahead, you got somebody trying to pull you back. But then I thought about it. Crabs are—they used to be in the water, or even if they on land, they in free space. I've seen crabs on the beach a lot. I don't see crabs messing with each other when they're on the beach.
No, we put them together.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
environment.
They could be together.
But they don't pull at each other.
They don't pull at each other and this, that, and that. When you put them in a constricted place, when you put them in a pot, or you put them in a barrel, it's something I'm not used to. It's the environment. It's not so much the crab.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Like, you put crabs in boiling water.
Because all
I'm trying to get out
of
this boiling water, so however I'm going to get out.
And because they got pinches, they put it in each other.
I'm just trying to get out. And everybody is trying to get out. That's the whole thing. Everybody want to do better. Everybody's
a good analogy. So the analogy really is a good analogy.
It's been misconstrued. Turned around the wrong way.
But
exactly. If we change the environment, we can be crabs. Crabs ain't got to be a bad thing. Just be a free crab.
Yeah.
Me being a crab, you a crab, everybody a crab, we all got our own space, we all doing our own thing, and we making it work. When you change my environment, then you change my action. You change my reaction to the environment.
Which brings us back to poverty. And we're going to use that same analogy. If the bucket or the barrel or the pot is called poverty. Poverty.
We got you.
Yeah, you know I'm a little country. And we put a bunch of crabs in. Their mindset becomes pulling each other down.
That's how
which is poverty.
How else am I going to get out?
Right. It's not a bad thing, as long as you got somebody trying to get out.
I'm trying to get out.
And if you want to pull at me, I'm still going to pull up. And that's how I get it told. And we should stay out front like
that. Now, imagine if you seen those same crabs in that same bucket, in
once
that
they
same
free?
Barrel. No, they're still trying to get out, and you see one at the bottom. You see one climb on top of the other. And reach back and pick up another
one
and put it on his back.
You respect that. Totally good.
Eventually, we get out.
They're going to get out. They got to work together, though.
I ain't pulling you back.
I can't just be pulling
up.
That's it. I got to let you pull on me and continue to pull up.
Just like I'm giving, I got to give.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
So we answered the question?
Yeah. I think we really summed that one up. When we were going into that question, I thought it was going to be hard because it is the mainstream right now. And it's hard to give an answer to something like we say the masses. It has the power. But the truth of the matter, we use the masses' own analogy of crabs in a bucket and showed it to be a good thing.
Now, I want to say this. I want to throw this out there. Because we're talking about poverty. What is the opposite or what is the goal? Is the goal riches or is the goal wealth? Riches.
You can get that in poverty.
What that?
Riches.
Yeah, you can have that and be in poverty. That's what
you
should
go for it with.
So
yeah.
The context of this conversation is trying to develop a wealthy community.
Right, right, right.
Not a rich community.
Right, right, right.
Because riches are determined in your wallet.
Yeah.
Wealth is determined in your overall quality of life. It ain't, I could still be paycheck to paycheck, but now I live a wealthy paycheck.
The paycheck. Paycheck. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that's that. I just want to throw that out there for some people who may not understand the difference between being rich and being wealthy.
Good point.
Wealth is something I can pass on. I can lose riches. I don't think you can lose wealth.
Yeah,
the only way you lose
understand.
Wealth is if
yeah.
you never get it.
Right. Yeah. So you ain't lost nothing. You just never got it.
You just never
yeah,
got it.
Once you get
good
it,
point,
you ain't losing
it.
Yeah, that was a good point. Very good point. I guess we coming to that time, boys, once again, which is always terrible for us because we hate leaving, but we love being on the show. We love doing this, man. This is what it's all about for us right now at this point in our lives. And we love it. I mean, we enjoy doing it. We enjoy y'all feedback. We want more of it. Now we need some more topics for our next show. Of course, we got a guest on Tuesday, right, Corey?
Yeah.
We still got a guest on Tuesday, so we'll be coming back Tuesdays. We can start a Wednesday. We got a guest. I got to throw a plug in there. Jesse's Rib Shack in Orlando, Florida. Go check it out. It's the best barbecue in Orlando, Florida. Hold on just a minute. Let me give you the address. And, okay, it's on 22202 West Pine Street. Fridays and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Go check them out. It's the best barbecue in Orlando, Florida. Pretty good. It's right down the road from the Citrus Bowl. You been there before, man?
Nah,
I know you've been there.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to get you up there. We're going to take us a trip up there, man. Check it out. I had to throw that in there. That was just a plug. I mean, we're going to close it out now, man. And like I said, give us some thoughts, man. Give us some feedback so we can bring some more of what y'all want to hear.
Some thoughts that you may not. It's hard to, I wish we had a way to where a person could remain anonymous.
Yeah.
And still throw out a thought or a question or concern, because I think a lot of that might be,
well, you can.
I don't know.
You can.
Inbox your question if you want to stay anonymous.
Yeah.
That's no problem. Just make sure you make note of that when you inbox us the message. And
we won't put a,
yeah.
we won't
put
we
a
won't
name
put
on it.
That'll work. For my closing, I'm going to just say, I mean, I enjoyed it. We, you know, we went from respect to poverty and kind of tied them into each other. Remember, you get to a point where you understand and you can respect yourselves in a difficult situation, no matter how difficult the situation. It'll work out for you. As far as the poverty and community, everybody's drive and goal is not going to be on community. A lot of it is going to be self. But remember, you can't get too far by yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody needs somebody. So I would challenge people. Start in your community. Get one or two people who might have the same passion that you have. And find something to do in the community that nobody else is doing. Find something to do, period.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
like,
something.
Just do something.
Positive.
Whether it be
positive.
Sit down and talk about what you're going to do. I don't care what it is. Just do something.
It starts, yeah.
And that's it. It starts with dialogue.
Yep. It starts,
it starts with dialogue.
That, nobody knows.
Even if that dialogue is with yourself. You know, talking to yourself. I don't see no problem. Just don't answer yourself, people. But
well,
you know,
I do.
Yeah, that's all right. You got to deal with that. No, but you know, you gotta start talking about, you know, putting your thoughts out into the world to see if anybody thinks like you. Don't be afraid just because the mass is not doing it or the mass is not talking about it. You know, don't be afraid to, you know, be true to yourself and say how you feel about your surroundings and your community. It may spark change. You never know. So. That's my closing. No, again, apologize for being late.
Oh, you're good, dog.
You know,
you're good.
You know how that traffic is out there when people slow down for about 45 minutes to an hour when you don't really know why.
And then you get
to the front and ain't nothing else.
Yeah, I already see. I hate
kills
that.
Me, man. But, you know, again, I apologize for being late. Sorry I jumped, I jumped in. I missed in the note. I was looking forward to ending.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that. But
you're good.
You know, we gotta start somewhere, man. Just start.
Don't be afraid to start.
Listen, man, it all starts with self. It all starts with self. To both questions, if you got self-respect, you're good. You'll figure the rest out. It'll come to you. If you, knowing yourself, you don't want a poverty mindset, you won't have one. That's what it's all about, man. Once again, with that being said, lock your doors, but open your hearts to the Lord. It's hard, but it's fair. One love, JWJ. Dad out.
Hey, and open the doors to them women.
There's a fine line, baby, I'm on it.
There's a fine line between love and hate, see. Can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate, you see. Can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. Can't worry about what a nigga think to see. And that's liberation, and baby, I want it. Another nigga think, now that's liberation, and baby, I want it.
Let me hear it, let me hear it, let me hit over, let me hear it.
How many times I sit back and contemplate, a fresh off the tank when I'm telling my story. My relationship with my folks is give and take, and I done took so much, now giving my glory.
must admit, they planted a lot of things in the brains and the veins of my strain. Makes it hard to refrain from the host of cocaine, from them whores, from the flame, from a post in the game. Makes it hard to maintain focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sowed get devoured by the same locust. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now I voice their cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten the plains dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you falsely dread it. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected, dissecting my pride. Who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion-hearted, without infanticide. It's like that red sprite, you can't imagine, unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel, picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tell between your legs, throw the mane on your head, say the story, as you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen, just by rapping, Libertad, 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 Libertad.